Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Here's a swing and a fly ball. Deep right field. It's got a chance. Get out the tape measure. Long gone for Pete Crow Armstrong. Cubs lead 3-0.
Pretty cool. Now I guess I just got to do it twice. It's been a special year Yeah, I've enjoyed diving into Bushy and Seiya and everybody else's success. So getting to share a little momentum like that, is pretty cool.
That was Pete Crow Armstrong. That's after joining a very exclusive club of 30 home runs and 30 stolen bases for the Cubs, and then starting his own club. 30 home runs, 30 doubles, 30 stolen bases.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
I saw a list on Marquee, and we thank them for the post game there. I saw a list during the game, and I took a quick screenshot and kept it. These are the players in the history of baseball who have had a 30 homer and 30 stolen base season at age 23 or younger.
Ooh, spicy.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Pete Crow Armstrong.
I know him.
Bobby Witt Jr.
He's one of my favorite players in the game.
Julio Rodriguez.
Him real good.
Ronald Acuna Jr.
Also very good at baseball.
Mike Trout.
I know him.
Alex Rodriguez.
Also really good at baseball.
He had 42 homers and 46 stolen bases at age 22. Jose Canseco in 1988, another 42 and 40 season, and Bobby Bonds in 1969.
That's an excellent list.
That is the entire list of young players, 23 or younger, who put up a 30 or 30 season. Are there any flameouts on that list? Maybe Canseco, because he took too much junk and got too big and got too hurt. But I mean, otherwise, you're talking about some truly great players in the history of baseball. And if you think Bobby Bonds doesn't deserve to be there, go check out his numbers sometime, folks. Bobby Bonds had an unbelievable career.
Mike Trout was, at the time, the best player in the game.
Yep. And is a surefire Hall of Famer. A-Rod was the best player in the game. And would be a surefire Hall of Famer.
Bobby Witt Jr. is a 7-WAR player.
Yeah, and having another great year. Julio Rodriguez has fallen back a little bit in terms of batting average and some other things. But one of the great young 5-tool players in the game. Ronald Acuna Jr. won the MVP and has overcome injury a couple of times and still one of the great all-around players in the game. And that's the list that Pete Crow Armstrong finds himself on. That's pretty amazing to me. And when you think about his season, Like, dude was stuck on 28 and 29 for a long, long time.
Yeah, we had this weird thing going on where at the All-Star break, you're like, oh, look at all the guys that might hit 40 home runs for the Cubs.
Yeah.
You got Seiya, you got Bushy, you got PCA.
Yeah, Tucker.
Yeah, Tucker. And then it was like, are any of them going to hit 30 home runs?
And we end up with three at this point. Where PCA, Bush, and Seiya each have 30. It's the first time the Cubs have had three or more since 2004. Moises Alou, Aramis Ramirez, Sammy Sosa, and Derek Lee. They had four of them in 2004. But Pete was trying to hit homers after a while. Bruce alluded to it in our segment last hour, didn't he?
Yeah, and I think that maybe Nico had kind of, you know, alerted us a little bit to that, too, where you get lost in what the numbers might be, and then you won't get to them because you're not doing the things that got you the numbers in the first place.
This is one of the tricky things about hitting home runs, is that unless you're superhuman, you hit more home runs when you're not trying to hit home runs, because you're just like trying to make great contact and have a great swing and staying locked in. And that's often where the power comes. Remember Derek Lee? Remember having a conversation with Derek Lee about that? I'm like, is that true? And he's like, yeah, 100% true. 100% true. Now, that was a guy who was a real hitter.
Right.
Who won a batting title and also hit home runs.
That's a guy who understood the value of doubles. And I think that it's so funny. Like, his career, and we were both at the score when Derek Lee was doing his thing. I think that people didn't give him enough credit until they could look back on his career retrospectively. It was like, wait, why isn't this guy hitting home runs? And you're like, oh, well, he also banged out 30 doubles this year, so you know, maybe.
Yeah, he did. But he also, you got to hold on to that if you're him. Like, you know, just because he's such a weapon if he gets on base. So just, like, do your thing and try to be a good, clean hitter. Here's Pete Crow Armstrong after the game on his very different first half and second half. Here's PCA.
I mean, yeah, it's been a tale of two halves for sure. But it's being able to go home and be honest with myself and analyzing how the second half's been, I think, more so than dwelling on how badly it's been. Putting my focus in the right place and understanding that, like Count said, like, there are so many ups and downs in this game, and keeping the main thing is always a great driving force. I got people that bring me back down to earth really quickly here, so I think it's just nice to, I mean, yeah, whatever the stats are, like, I just want to go play playoff baseball at this point, like, talk about other stuff, honestly, and just go win more ball games.
That's Pete Crow Armstrong. I think he's learned some lessons this year. He references Counts and what Counts has talked with him and told him about, and how Counts has been trying. I hope Pete's learned some lessons this year. I think he has.
I would imagine that he's learned a ton of them. And all of this is part of the maturation process of a person and a player. And sometimes, like, those two things are not always synced. Like, you might grow up more as a person first and then as a player.
Uh-huh.
And we now expect a lot from Pete Crow Armstrong because he's shown us that he can do a lot. And that there's pressure to that. But I don't know if Bruce coined the phrase with Pete's people. That's
damn good.
That's really good.
Yeah, man. When I was there the other night, there was this group of kids in the front row. And every time Pete would walk to the on-deck circle, he would just kind of turn towards the kids and just go, rah! Just like scream at them. And they would giggle like crazy, like he was just messing with them. He's a comfortable young man in the public like that.
Can I share with you Derek Lee's 2005 numbers?
Yes, please. 2005 Derek Lee.
These are absurd. Okay, I just want to preface it with these are absurd. 335.
Yeah.
418. 662.
Oh, my goodness.
For an OPS of 1.080, an OPS plus of 174. He had 46 home runs.
Wow.
And 50 doubles.
Damn. That's almost a 50-50 season. That's almost Albert Bell territory right there.
Albert Bell, but a much nicer guy.
Oh, yeah. He wouldn't drive his car into a group of people. He wouldn't do that.
He wouldn't put a forearm in a man who's smaller than I am trying to run to second base.
Fernando Vina?
Very good.
Thank you very much.
Very good. but I will also say that that 1998 season of
Albert Bell
should have been MVP.
Yeah. Yeah. He was, what's the word for it? An a-hole. I think that's why they didn't give him the award. I believe, is that how you say it? I think that's how you say it. Hey, quick thing on the usage of the people today on the Cubs game, because I know we want to get to Kyle Tucker as well. But I thought it was really interesting that in an 11-run game, you saw Brad Keller finish. You saw Andrew Kittredge in this game in a big lead. Obviously, you saw Caleb Thielbar, and you saw Daniel Palencia. All four of those guys are circle of trust dudes who are going to get used a lot starting Tuesday in the playoffs. I think in ideal world, Craig Counsell doesn't want to use them at all over the weekend. Especially Keller is when it clicked for me. Like, he wants Keller out there to get an inning today in a 12-1 game. If the Padres lose tonight, they don't need to use any of those guys tomorrow or Sunday.
Take a break and ice up. And other than Kyle Tucker.
Yeah, Kyle Tucker stayed out there. He stayed out there.
He needs the at-bats.
Yeah, he does.
But he also kind of doesn't need the at-bats. Like, he's such an interesting player to me. Because back in spring training, I remember Craig talking about, yeah, we had conversations with Kyle about what he needed. And Kyle basically was like, I need 9 at-bats. And then he's been gone, what, almost a month? And he walked in today.
Yeah.
Had himself a single, drew a walk, hit a ball 387 feet. The only problem is he can't run.
Yeah, he ran half speed, scanning the field like he's George Blanda. Have we decided on a better reference? Is that that's still? I mean, that's too old. Nobody knows
Kaiser
that.
Sose. He's out there walking around like Kaiser Sose.
End of the movie, Kaiser Sose, or what?
Well, no, don't say. Remember, we were talking about this with Alex the other day.
Oh, that's right.
And he's going to watch
that's
it.
A good point.
And he's
Alex.
And he's managed
no
to not know the
ending. Guys. No spoilers.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So.
Yeah.
Alex, you're watching the Usual Suspects this weekend, right?
Absolutely. I'm going to go home tonight and do that.
Are you really?
Guys go and enjoy yourself in Las
and
Vegas.
Gallivant.
Oh, man.
Albert Bell had 399 total bases in 1998.
That's a lot. Who had Jim Rice had over 400 total bases in 1978. That's a real rarity, having over 400 total bases.
Albert Bell, his numbers are very similar to Derek Lee's in that 2005 season. 1998 Albert Bell, first of all, he played in all 163 games.
163. Wow. That's something Rafael Devers might actually do this year.
328, 399, 655. It's an OPS plus of 172. He had 49 home runs and 48 doubles.
Damn. That's crazy. That is outrageous.
And he finished eighth for MVP. Man. Why?
Because he was an a-hole.
There it is.
Just got to tell the truth sometimes, folks. That's just the best way to do it. Kyle Tucker didn't look good running around today, but he looked pretty good at the plate, right? Like
he did. He looked like baseball people always talk about the guy that can get up out of bed and hit. It's Kyle Tucker. Like he can wake up, roll over, and be like, all right, what time are we playing?
Yeah.
All right, I'm good. Let's go hit.
Yeah. That was Tommy La Stella. They called him 3 a.m., right?
Just wake him up at 3 a.m., he's going to get a hit.
Roll out of bed and get a hit.
Well, that's what Kyle Tucker can do.
Yeah.
But his legs don't seem great.
No, they do not. He spoke about it with Cole Wright and Cliff Floyd on Marquee after the
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The game.
DHing. Like it?
Yeah, I don't mind it.
You got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
So how the calf feel?
Anything to get in the lineup.
Well, you know what? It was the first at bat where you're like, uh-oh, because you slipped out of the box a little bit on a little dribbler. And that's always the test.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it felt fine. Okay. I played the rest of the game, and everything was good. Obviously, good thing I didn't have to run too much when I was on base. Our guys were doing their job behind me, hitting the homers. But, it was a good day overall.
Yeah, first game back to see all these guys have their swing at a fever pitch and for yourself to be able to see the ball well. How does that settle with you, at least mentally? It's all about mental before the physical, isn't it?
Yeah, it was good. I know I was out for, give or take 3 weeks or so. But I feel like mentally I was still good, at least from like a hitting perspective. And, yeah. Thought I had some good takes, some good swings today. Missed a few pitches, felt a few that I thought I should have barreled up off. But, overall, I felt pretty comfortable in there. I was trying to build off of it the next two games and going into the playoffs.
How tough was it to be on the shelf watching the boys go into battle, sometimes getting close, sometimes not able to run through that tape for you, knowing that when I'm back and I'm healthy, I'd be able to help this club tremendously?
Yeah, it's a little tough. I mean, obviously, as a player, you want to be out there on the field helping your team win and, contributing. But, obviously, our team's pretty good. So it's a lot of fun to watch them, whether you're in the lineup or not. It's a lot of fun being around these guys. And, we have a really good team overall, and I'm excited to see what everyone can do in the playoffs.
I know you faced Ryan Brazier yesterday in that makeshift try to get ready mentally game. What's the one thing you're looking to do in the next couple before the postseason starts? Like, is it catch that fastball away? Like, what's the one thing, that A swing? How's that feeling?
I mean, I felt pretty good today. It's just more of like getting reps in and getting more pitches under your belt. Obviously, there's only two more games left of the season, so just as many at bats as you can going into the playoffs. I hit off Brazier yesterday just to get some swings in, rather than just first at bat in the game. Or might as well see a few pitches from a pretty good pitcher as well. So it went pretty well, and obviously today got in there and was happy with it.
Is there a game plan for playing right field, or are you just gonna stay?
Obviously I'd like to be out there, but we're just gonna try and take it day by day and see how it goes.
Okay.
Try and get back out there at some point.
I can't see any scenario where he plays right field.
Good questions by Cliff Floyd. Couple of them in a row there. Like, that doesn't sound like a guy to you who has any plans to be playing right field.
I think it would be a mistake by Craig if he lets him play right field, because he's either not going to be capable to get to balls, or he's going to do some of the stuff that we've honestly seen Kyle Tucker do before.
Where he soft pedals in the corner.
Yeah, you can't
do that in the playoffs.
Can't give away anything.
Yeah.
Right? So.
And it's right field. It's not left field. You can turn a double into a triple in a heartbeat.
In that ballpark? Absolutely.
Yeah.
You can do that. So I
also like the question from Cliff about what do you need to do? Do you need to hit a fastball away?
Question.
Do you need to hit a fastball away? What other boxes you got to check? And he said no. He felt pretty good. It's just reps.
Wake up and hit.
Woo, man, that guy.
That kid can wake up and hit.
It's unbelievable. And he basically said he hit against Ryan Brazier just so it wouldn't be taking his first hacks in a game. But he would have been fine with that if it was.
I mean, watching his at-bats today, you're like, oh, all right. Yep. Yep. There's a guy who's seeing it well.
Let me tell you something. If I haven't played ping pong in a while, I need to warm up. Like, I need to rally a little bit. Like, I can't just get out there and just start the game, or else my strokes will be off and everything. It's like, I need to rally. Kyle Tucker doesn't need to do anything other than just go out there with a bat and swing it.
It's pretty clear that that's the case, and it's impressive. We are at Circa Resort and Casino, by the way. We're out here in Las Vegas. The storm has passed, so people are coming back to Stadium Swim, which is great. And there's going to be a pep rally here. There's a lot of Bears fans. I've been out and about in the city this morning, and Bears fans have rolled into this city deep.
you were at a different casino and you were seen and recognized and in Bears conversations with people. That's how many Chicagoans and Bears fans are out there.
Yeah. I also had an Uber driver who just wanted to argue about sports. And it didn't matter what I said. He just wanted to argue. And, you know, he's like,
was it Colin Cowherd?
It was not. It was not Colin Cowherd. It was a guy that was a huge Nebraska fan.
Surprise. Oh, my God.
And he was listening to Nebraska sports radio while he was driving the
What is Nebraska sports radio? I guess Omaha's a city.
Yeah, he was from Omaha, and he was talking about and I was, you know, he was giving me the business, so I gave him the business back, and he got real mad.
Oh, he did.
I
were you talking Alabama? You telling me?
Yeah, he was telling me about how bad Alabama is and all that stuff. Like, yeah, I know kind of where we're at.
Good luck tomorrow night, by the way.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think we got a shot. But I said to him, because, you know, he had been messing with me the whole ride, you know.
Yeah.
He's like, I love messing with Alabama fans. I said, why don't you tell your quarterback to stop doing the single white female thing with Patrick Mahomes? He got real mad. Because I don't know if you've been paying attention, but Dylan Raiola has basically just, like, adopted all of
Mahomes' mannerisms.
Like, cut his hair the same way.
Wears his
sleeve the same way. Wears his headband the same way.
Hey, man, it worked for Kobe. It worked for Kobe Bryant. He did his Jordan thing for a while before he found himself.
And this guy would not stop yelling at me. I got out of the car, and he, like, rolled down the window, and he's like, you haven't looked at his statistics. I was like, he's a good player. I'm just saying that he can be all of that without, you know.
All right, I may not have looked at the statistics. You haven't read the room, sir. You haven't read the room. I'm leaving your car.
I'm out of the car now. I made it to my destination, and there's a tip.
Yeah.
That can still be added or not added to this ride.
I got options, and you are making them for me.
No, I gave him 5 stars and gave him a tip.
Of course you did. You're you. You're good like that. Chris Tannehill chose an unbelievable restaurant called the Pepper Mill for breakfast. But by the time we got there, we had to wait for a while. So it really ended up being lunch, but we still had breakfast for lunch.
It was
phenomenal.
What'd you have?
Well, Tanny, what'd you have?
Little Benny?
I did have a Benny. I had crab cake Benny.
Crab cake Benny.
With a little Old Bay Hollandaise going on.
Of all the Bennies, that's the best one.
It is the best one.
It was delicious.
It's an iconic Vegas haunt. You know, it's open 24 hours. You've seen it in many movies. There's a lounge that we didn't find out that was there for people just waiting for their table.
Oh, my God.
Where they shot a film from, you know, the movie Casino. They shot it there at the Pepper Mill.
They shot Swingers there. There's a scene from Swingers at the Pepper Mill.
Yeah, if you've seen any Vegas movie where people wind up having breakfast together after a long night, it's usually at the Pepper Mill.
Yes. So it had that level of it. I had something called bulgogi, which was sticky rice with steak on top of it and this, like, Korean/Hawaiian gravy and then 3 scrambled eggs on top of it. It was unbelievable.
My goodness.
It was unbelievable. But it was just the vibe of the place was killing.
Yeah, we were just guys being dudes talking Criterion Collection and Akira Kurosawa and, you know, Robert Altman films and John Cassavetes. That's what we do. We're ready for this football game tomorrow.
It's exactly what we do.
It's been really nice, like, whether it was us, because we were on the same flight out here.
Yeah.
And Bears fans, like, it was just a plane full of Bears fans.
It really was. It really was.
Everywhere you looked.
Yeah. Well, I had one sitting next to me.
I had two sitting next to me.
Yeah, you did. 3 guys walked by you that in full-on Bears regalia. You recognize somebody.
We won't talk about that.
No, we won't. We sure won't.
But I'm glad he didn't recognize me. It could have been awkward.
Awkward. But yeah, this town is swimming with Bears fans. And we got more radio shows to do, like tomorrow morning.
Yeah, we're going to be on from 10.
11.
Wait, 11 till 12:45.
After Inside the Clubhouse.
Yes.
We are filling that gap that is usually filled by Steve Rosenblum.
Yeah, we're not going to wake and bake.
No.
We're not going to do that. No, we're not doing that.
Sure.
No.
Can he do it for us?
Yeah, wherever he is, he can do that
for us.
wherever Rosie is, he can suck so we don't have to.
That's right.
Yeah, but we're on between 11 and 12:45 tomorrow, live from Vegas. I think Dan Weeder is going to stop by.
Yeah, Weedsy wants to watch some college football here at Stadium Swim.
It's a good thing to do.
It really is great. It's a great thing to do. It's great. So, thanks to everyone involved with today's broadcast. And you should probably watch it on YouTube today if you would like, so you can see Austin Huff flash the camera. And just stay in frame of the camera, half naked. So, for Baby T, for Alex, for Tanny, for my partner Matt Spiegel, I'm Lawrence Holmes saying thank you so much for the love and support you show us every single day. We will try to repay the favor tomorrow at 11 a.m. here on The Score.
Dennis says, I need a vacation. And I look at Phil and say, Phil, what do you mean, vacation? He says, you need a vacation. You need some time off to let loose.
I say, look, Phil, let me tell you something, man.
If anybody needs a vacation, I need a vacation. He looks at Dennis and says, Dennis, well, can your vacation be like 48 hours?
I go party hard. I'll work hard. I went to Vegas.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.